Our next question, Elaine, is from Caroline in Plymouth, California, and she was wondering about building an arena. What recommendations would you have for footing for a small arena? Would you add sand or would you use the natural dirt?
Well, all of the source people are always asking that question and always looking at trying to make our footing better. And I just did an article that I think was just out in the Horse this month on dust, and it was using several resources from Pennsylvania State who are just outstanding to talk to and had a lot of really good information about dust. And what their advice was is that sand is the gold standard as far as all arenas and all kinds of footing. And what you want is coarse washed sand of some sort and maybe like 10% shavings to help hold the moisture. And I probably wouldn't recommend dirt because I, in my experience, it'd be way too dusty. And that could be a problem for you, your horse, your neighborhood, your house, and all of that. Michelle, you've got experience in this. What do you say?
Yeah, I put in my arena last summer and it changed my life too. So it's why I had to get a tractor though, because I needed something to be able to work the arena. On a small property like mine with the 2.25 acres, it was hard to situate the arena because I wanted something. I ride dressage and I didn't do a full dressage court, although I could have, but it would have been pretty expensive to do the length. So I ended up doing something that was a little bit wider. I think I'm 80 feet wide by 150 long. And so it's a big enough arena that if we wanted to resell the property, someone who didn't do dressage would be interested in it as well. Little bit roomier than a training court for dressage, which is short and narrow. But positioning the arena far enough from the house so that we weren't having dust in the house all the time was a challenge. So we're as far as we can be from the back of the house, but we did do the washed sand, which was an extra expense. It was definitely an extra expense, but worthwhile. Prior to having that washed footing, which is over a compacted base, I did ride just in the natural dirt out there, and it was super, super dusty, and the footing was just inconsistent. I decided not to mix because I'm in an area where things are so dusty, and our sand, our natural dirt is so light, that I just, if we mixed, we would end up getting dust. So we did a compacted pumice base with the wash sand on top. And I really like that. Mine is just a couple inches deep. For my dressage horses, I didn't want it too deep. Elaine, for you do reining, so you would want a deeper footing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, ours is like 4 to 6 inches deep, but you need that for reining or cow horse, those kinds of events. Yeah.
My dressage horses think they're working really hard when we go ride in a cow arena. So some things to keep in mind, partly what you're doing with your horses. I needed a base that the horses could push off of, so they go through the sand and they can push off the compacted base. But there's still enough cushion that it's not a lot of stress on them when they're hitting the ground. So anyway, that was my experience. Something else that I ran into, and Elaine, I'm sure you can speak to this too, and Donna, I think you had mentioned that you'd put in some arenas too. But you can read all of the books and all of the recommendations on arenas and what you should have, but what you should have versus what you can actually get in your area can vary. So Donna, can you touch on that a little bit about the different products in different areas when putting together an arena?
Yeah, I think the problem is too, it's you, these products are heavy to move around, and so you pretty much are limited to what you can find and afford, what you can find in your own area. I hear you guys talking about dust. I wanted to pass this along, something we did with our indoor, because indoors get really dusty. And we put a giant poly tank on the outside. I mean, indoors have a big roof. Barns have big roofs. I don't know why we don't utilize poly tanks that can collect water off a roof, take a simple pump, transfer pump, sump pump, and use that to water arenas, because water is a great bonding material, makes the footing better in addition to controlling dust. And it's a a really easy way to be collecting water off the roof when you have it and being able to use it when it's dry without taxing your well and pulling water out of the groundwater. So, you know, that's something that we've done. We put poly tanks on our barns. We put poly tanks on the indoor just so we don't have to be constantly pulling water out of the ground. And you said something really important, Michelle, is the base. A lot of people don't think about the base. It's all about the footing, and the base is really important too. The other experience I have that I wanted to warn people about is we put rubber in our indoor with the stand, and I do absolutely love that. It gives it a little bit more bounce, a little cushion. We put it in our outside arena, and I find when it rains, it floats away. Mm-hmm. I have to bring it all back.
I've heard that before, yeah.
It's light. So that would be something I caution somebody about. If they try to use shredded rubber on the outside, you're going to lose some of it when it rains really hard. Mm-hmm. But it's a challenge, and I think you have to just work with what you can find in your area. There is, you know, you can only be so perfect. It's all based on what you can afford and what you can find.
Mm-hmm. And I have some really nice rubber footing in our area. It was really popular for a certain amount of time, and I like it as a dressage rider, but I'm thinking, Elaine, that you don't want to have your slide plates on the hind ends of your horses on rubber. Have you run into rubber in your area?
Yeah, it works well for dressage, but it's too sticky for reining and cow horse, and I think also for jumping it might be a little too sticky, so it's a little more like very specific for dressage kinds of needs.
Yeah,
I think you have to make it with sand, not go heavy on
it.
I think that's the key. Lots of sand and just a little bit, just to fluff up the sand a little bit is what we kind of looked at. I don't put much in it because it would get too sticky. Yeah.
You also have to be careful that whatever kind of footing you use in your, well, mostly in your paddocks, it's going to end up in your compost pile. So sometimes people want to use rubber tires in their paddocks as a footing, and I don't like that because then it ends up in your compost and it ends up in your pastures. And I've also seen rubber tires in indoor arenas decompose quite a bit and have a black soot kind of thing end up on the walls